At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you. And we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi there, my name is Michael, and I am the host of Spiritual Talk Radio, and I just want to say, man, it's been a while since I've been on air. I just wanted to come on air today to let you know that I'm doing okay, and maybe some of you are worried about me. I just decided to take some time off, and you know, a lot of times in our lives, we just need to regroup, don't we? You know, just to pull back a little bit and say, you know what? Hey, I need to recharge my batteries, and this week is that for me, actually, recharging my battery week, but I just wanted to hop on today and let you know that I'm okay, and we're going to see what Spirit does today on this program. I'm excited, actually, I'm actually doing the show from where I started the show, and so it's really cool to be back in that location, and so I'm really excited today, and it's raining where I'm at, and so I don't know. There's just something. Have you ever just that calm, just rain? It's just there's something in that. It's just that cleansing energy, rain kind of stuff going on today. So I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you so much for tuning in. If you would like to be a part of the program, if you'd like to be on air with me, you can do that by calling me at 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. If you are still having problems with Blog Talk, Blog Talk is working on some issues. They just launched a new thing, and it has a little bit of bugs here and there. They're working on it. They've assured me that they are working on it. But if you're still having problems with it, contact them and talk to them about it. There's nothing I can do about those kind of problems. That's a Blog Talk thing. That's not something that I can help with, okay? So if you're having problems with Blog Talk, contact Blog Talk, all right? Let's go ahead and let's open with prayer, and we'll open with an opening song and then your calls. I'm excited. So let's go ahead and actually, I haven't pulled a card for the show today, so let me go ahead and do that really quick. And then we'll go to prayer. The Tree of Life is a card I pulled from my Gaia deck. On the bottom of the card, it talks about creativity, destiny, and magical blessings. I really feel like that it's our time right now to step into that place of destiny. We all have it. We've all born into it. And so it's up to us to step into it, for us to find what that is for us. Not what is that for you know, me, but what is that for you? What is your destiny? What is that magical blessing that Spirit wants to bring into your life this day? And also to go into that place of creativity, to just let go. You know, just to get some paint or maybe some clay or maybe some pencils and just be creative. And just let go. You know, there's something about just letting go. And that's what Spirit wants for us, just to trust. And a lot of times it's hard for us to do because our brains get in the way and our thinking gets in the way. But the one that is calling us into is a place of trusting. a place of letting go. Of just saying, hey, here I am. Use me. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the calm, cleansing rain that is falling around me right now. Not just outside, but inside. Just washing away all those things of me. All those things that I've been holding on to. All those things that have been holding me back. Just washing them away right now. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that, and my listeners as well. That is that just letting go attitude that we're stepping into today. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that I would step out of the way totally right now and that become that vessel that you always use on this program. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the few days that I've been off air, for recharging my batteries and for bringing me into a place of knowing and being in that place and resting in that place and just being me. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I ask that you do that for all my listeners right now, that you would just let us be right now in this now moment. That no matter what we've gone through already in this day, that we just let those things go and that we don't focus on them, we don't worry about them, because there's nothing we can do about them. But just let us rest in you, rest in that place of peace and that place of love right now. Let us draw upon your strength. We might be a little weak today. Maybe we're a little tired today. Maybe we're a little frustrated today. But you understand all these things. And these things do not define us. What defines us is the spirit within us. And Father, Mother, God, we go into that place right now, into the sanctuary within. For within is where we will find you. Within is where we will find those answers. Within is where we go. We surround ourselves right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. And we get ready to listen to our song. But before I do that, I'm going to give you some instructions today. If you're needing prayer, I've done this before on the program, and I love to pray for you. I believe that there's power in prayer. When we join together as one, praying for something, asking for something. So if you need prayer today, go ahead and call me, 347-327-9316. I would love to do that for you. Let's go ahead and listen to this song, and then I'll be right back taking your calls. The call-in number to this program, 37-327-9316. We'll be right back.
After we have said our goodbye.
know, and that is so true. You know, Spirit's love is with us all the time. With us, with you. You know, I just want us to think about that for just a second. I'm not in a big hurry right now. Just with you. You know, no matter what you're going through, maybe you're going through a trial right today. Spirit's with you. You know, maybe you just lost a job. Spirit's with you. Maybe you just lost someone. Spirit's with you. Maybe you just went to the doctor and was diagnosed with something that you'd rather not have. Spirit's with you. Maybe everything's going great. Maybe you're having a wonderful day. Spirit's with you. Do you know why Spirit's with you? Because Spirit's in you. You know, the last couple of days, I've been on a journey, a spiritual journey, really taking a look at Michael, taking a look at this program, taking a look at where I'm going. And through this journey, Spirit's been with me, because Spirit's in me. Ever since I was a young child, I knew that. Maybe not every day I've lived it, but I've known it. With you. You know, sometimes we don't think that Spirit knows what's going on with us, but Spirit definitely knows. Spirit knows exactly what you need and gives it to you right when you need it. Maybe not always in your timing, but always in that perfect timing. Let's go ahead and take some calls, and I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way, and I'm just going to say hi to you because I don't have anybody working the phone lines with me today. So let's just say hi to 520. You're on there with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Well, I wonder if you saw anyone calling me to go to work for them.
Okay. Could I get your name, please, if you don't mind?
Sharon.
Okay, Sharon. Okay. All right. Sharon, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor and just take a deep breath in. I'm having a little trouble tapping into you, and I just feel maybe you're a little stressed out. Maybe a little worries got in the way here. So just relax a little bit. That will help me tap into you. The one thing that I will tell you immediately, and thank you for doing that, because right now I'm beginning to feel like that you are going to get a phone call. I'm going to say maybe not this week. I don't see it this week. But I do see it at the very beginning of next week. This would either be Monday or Tuesday to me. You're definitely going to go to work. I definitely see that. I'm going to step out on that limb because I'm feeling everything that I'm supposed to be feeling to do that. So I'm going to say you're definitely working by next week.
Okay. I do a lot of volunteer work, and I'm trying to get away from that, get into paid position.
Yeah, this is going to be a paid position. I mean, you know, volunteer work is good too, and you get paid in different ways in volunteer work, but it doesn't pay the bills. And so, but I definitely see a full-time job for you, and definitely see a really nice income for you actually coming from this. So I definitely see this being a long-term thing for you as well. You know, it was going to be as long-term as you want to be there. So whenever that day comes when you want to leave this position, you know, that would be your choice. But I definitely see it being long term.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and I appreciate you calling in. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You too, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, we just got to trust. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get caught up in worry. Anybody else just get your brain some days just goes wild and just talks to you and just tells you that you're not going to get ahead, that things are not going to get better, and da 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 da. Anybody else goes through that beside me? Anybody else? You know, but we got to trust the Spirit within us. You know, that Spirit knows exactly what we need when we need it. And this is a lesson that Spirit's trying to teach me over and over and over. You know, sometimes Michael gets impatient. Sometimes Michael wants it right then. But Spirit's been telling me, you know, Michael, just be patient. It's coming. Just be patient. It's coming. be patient. It's coming. And, you know, it's going back to that knowing, going back to that trusting. And we all have it. It's all in us. So we just got to tap into it sometimes. 916, thank you so much for your patience. And hi, you're on air.
Hi, Michael. I'm glad you came back. I have a phone for a few weeks. This is Diana.
Hi. How are you?
I'm still here. I still expect miracles. I still have faith and trust and love and still doing my light working. And I'm expecting something, but I just really don't know what it is.
Yeah, there's a breakthrough Friday. I don't know what, but Spirit told me this Friday a breakthrough. There is something coming, something big actually, but I don't know what it is. I can't tell you what it is. I don't know.
And that's what I've been saying, something big, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and it's definitely, you know, it's sort of like what Spirit showed me. My Spirit guide has shown me this big, huge box. It's wrapped up really pretty. It's got a nice, pretty bow on it. And this is a big, huge surprise for you. This is something that you're not even expecting. This is something that you haven't asked for. Spirit's saying that they're getting ready to bless you with something that you haven't asked for because you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. And Spirit wants to honor that. You know, Spirit understands the trials you've been going through, the struggles you've been going through. And so they want to honor that. You know, we honor Spirit. But what we don't realize is that sometimes Spirit wants to honor us because we are part of that. And so that's going to happen Friday. I don't know what this is. It is something huge. It is something that you haven't asked for, though, because Spirit wants to honor you, wants to bless you, and because you're blessing them and blessing so many others for being you. And so definitely see that. Let me pull a couple cards on this really quick, if you don't mind. Let me just
Thank
be sure.
You.
Yeah, the Lost Love card comes from my Gaia deck. And you've been doing the surrendering. Now, the bottom of the card talks about surrender, healing, and release. You've done that. You're doing that. And so this is your payday. Friday's your payday. And so I keep hearing it. It's your payday. So you've released. You're doing a lot of healing. And so it's your payday. That's what they keep telling me. It's payday. Thinking of you. You know, Spirit pops in here with today, saying, hey, you know, we're thinking of you. We appreciate you. We love you. And here's your payday. And they keep saying that over and over. So it's coming. And I'm excited for you. Please call me and let me know what that is when it finally pops into your lap here. Because I'm interested as you are. But I wish I could tell you what that is. I'm not seeing it, and I think there's a reason. Spirit just wants you to be surprised. You know, a lot of times that, you know, we want to see ahead, but a lot of times Spirit just wants to bless us and surprise us, and this is a huge surprise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, of course. You'll be the first to know.
Yeah, it has. I will tell you this much. It has something to do with you traveling. I can give you a hint. It has something to do with travel.
I pretty much had that.
Yeah, but this is going to help with that.
Wow.
So this is either going to be, I don't know. I sort of getting an idea, but Spirit told me I can't tell you. But it has something to do with travel.
Okay.
All right. So, but I
thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day. Okay.
You too.
All right, hang
God
in
bless
there.
You
too. Bye-bye. Namaste. Whoa. Okay, my switchboard's going crazy. Everybody just hold on for a minute. 347-327-9316 is the number to call in here. 916, I need you to push your 1 again. You can listen on your phone if you need to, but I do need you to push your 1 because I'm going to get confused otherwise really quick here. But, you know, I appreciate you so much for tuning in today. Let's go ahead with 832. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, this is Melissa. How are you?
I'm good, Melissa. How can I help you today?
I was calling for a general reading. Kind of just a, you know, anything that Spirit wants me to know.
Okay. It would help me, you know, we'll see where Spirit leads us, but it would help me to have a focus Is there any tick area?
How about with my job?
Okay, your job. Are you working at the present moment?
I am.
Okay. Are you looking for change?
Potentially. You know, if the right thing came along, I would go for a change.
Okay, I feel like that there's a change coming here. I'm going to say it looks like to me April. Looks like about mid-April. It would be right after Easter. Easter's in March. So this would be about mid-April. There's a change, a positive change for you. You know, I feel like you're going to leave the position you're at now, but I feel like that something else is opening up, something you've been asking for. I feel like that. Do you feel like that you're sort of done where you are? It feels done there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I am. I mean, and it's not a bad place. It's just
no.
I'm something that's more fulfilling, you know, with what God put me here to do, and I just haven't figured that out yet. So.
Yeah, I think we're all still trying to figure that out yet. So, but yeah, we're all in the same boat. We're still all figuring that out. But
yeah.
some of us know, and some of us are still trying in the figuring out stage. But you know, I really definitely feel like that mid-April here. And the one thing that I keep seeing here is that yeah, you're done definitely there, and Spirit's going to move you on to your dream. They keep saying your dream. So this is a part of your path. This next job is a part of that. So I definitely believe that you're really close to finding your purpose. I believe that you already know it in your heart, of course, but your heart and your head sometimes don't play well together.
And so
sometimes your head gets in the way, mine too. And, you know, we overthink stuff, we overanalyze stuff, and I feel like that you sort of do that. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. And so what we need to do is we need to get you out of your head and into your heart center, into that place of spirit, and you're definitely there. Your energy's really awesome. I will tell you that. Your energy's really cool. I'm going to look at your chakras really quick. Do you know what chakras are?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. I always ask because some people do, some people don't. I'm gonna run down your chakras if that's okay with you, and I'm just going to check to see if everything's open and everything's moving. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me do that really quick here. You just might feel my energy around you. That's just me if you're feeling anything. Okay. Your throat chakra seems a little closed to me. Is there a reason why that would be closed? You're just not speaking. It feels like you're not telling what you need to be telling somebody. It just feels like you're not allowed to be yourself at times. Is that true?
That's very true. You know, sometimes I feel like it's best just to keep my mouth shut rather than really speak out. You know, I mean, it might just cause more havoc for me if I do, but...
Yeah, but also that at the same time, because you did you just feel that noise? That was your throat chakra saying, hey, you know what? You need to speak your truth sometimes. And sometimes speaking our truth, we can do that in love. Okay? There's a difference of just saying, hey, da-da-da-da-da, and causing some problems, and speaking that out in truth and love and with the light within us. And you just got to find that balance. Does that make sense? You just got to find balance inside of you when you can speak your truth. And you do so in love. You got a lot of love inside of you. You're an awesome person. I can feel that about you. So you definitely just got to find that balance. I feel like also at times you let your emotions, which is the next chakra I'm feeling, it's a little, got some problems there as your solar plexus where your emotions are. So I feel like that at times your emotions override your mouth. Does that make
oh,
sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mine too. So I'm in the same boat. You know, I think sometimes that we just allow our emotions to override all of us, and so we just really got to watch that. So watch those two chakras, and you know, find that balance and ask your angels to help you with that. And hopefully, I've helped you today.
That helped me a lot. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. 347-327-9316. If you have called in, you do need to press your 1 if you want to talk to me. There's a couple of calls that I'm not sure if you want to talk to me or if you're just listening on your phone. But you do have to push your 1 if you would like to be on air with me. Okay? And now I'm confused of who has been on air with me and who hasn't been on air with me. 319. I don't think you've been on air with me. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I just called to see what Spirit has for me. Any messages?
Okay. Could I get your name, please?
Yeah, it's Sherry.
Sherry? Okay. Could you say your name for me one more time, Sherry, please?
It's Sherry.
Okay, thank you. The reason I ask for names is that's how I tap into your energy. And the reason I ask you to say your name twice is that I'm feeling like something going on. I feel like a cloud or something. Do you feel like something hanging over your head? Just like, I don't know. It feels like something's hanging over your head, or maybe you're feeling stuck today, or I don't know. I'm just feeling something around you, and I can't pinpoint it right now yet.
Yeah, I kind of, I guess I do. I can't pinpoint it either. I don't know if it's energy from my home.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, let me, are you at home right now? Are you at home?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to, if it's okay with you, I can tap into your home. Is that okay with you? Let me just tap. Okay. All right. I always ask permission. I don't like to do that without asking permission. So let me, if it's okay with you, let me tap in. They're saying that your work is causing some of your issues. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
It's sort of like sometimes it's very stressful. And you have a tendency of taking home problems. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I take home the ego dramas that go on around here.
Yeah. You need to cleanse your energy. Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to cleanse your energy?
Well, I've been closing my office door to keep that out. And also, I'll call him back. I do the surrounding with the, you know, white light.
Right. Yeah, what I would suggest to you, and this is what I'm going to suggest to you, when you take a shower or when you take a bath, I don't know if you have a bathtub or a shower, put a little bit of sea salt in there and just soak in that.
Okay.
The sea salt will draw that negativity energy that you soak up, because you're an empath. You soak up everybody's energy. You're a sponge.
Yeah, I know.
And so immediately. So I have to do this on a daily basis where I can feel that drain. And so I would definitely do that. I definitely believe that will help you. The other thing that would help, if you can, in your office, I wouldn't leave, of course. I'm big on candles, not leaving them around. But if you can light a candle in your office, like a white candle, every day when you're in there, I think that would help. So these are things that I would suggest to you. Let me pull a couple cards here. The one that I want to tell you, I do feel like that your home is okay. I don't feel like it's your home that's affecting you. I feel like it's more the people that are around you, you know, when you're at work. That environment there. But I feel like your home has got really good internet, actually. So that's a place for you to go and rest and recoup from work. So let me go ahead and pull some cards. The first card I want to focus on here is the achievement card, and on the bottom of the card it says keep focused on your dream. I feel like that right now you've letting go of your dream a little bit. I don't know what that is for you. Everybody's different, and everybody has different dreams, different things that they want to aspire to and reach for. And I feel like that a little bit lately in a couple months, you're just feeling like that you're not going to reach that. You're sort of feeling stuck. You're feeling that stuck energy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I think a lot of people are going through that right now. I just feel like I've heard a lot of people talking like that. You know, I just feel stuck. I can even hear people saying that word. And so what we need to do is get you unstuck. And how you do that is by not focusing on that word. Don't say that word. Don't say stuck. You know, see yourself moving forward. See yourself reaching your goals, reaching your dreams. And I definitely see that for you. There's actually a brand new beginning that happens for you. I don't know what this is. I'm definitely seeing it about June, May or June. Are you planning a trip? Because I see a trip around that time.
Not that I'm aware of. What I you kind of broke up for which month?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. June. Looks like about June. Mm-hmm. It looks like either the end of May or early June. This doesn't look like a long trip. This looks like maybe a weekend getaway or something like that. Maybe 3 days here, a 3 day getaway. This could be 3 days somewhere. But I definitely feel like that this is going to be good for you. And also, it feels like that something is going to be breaking free about that time to move you forward on your spiritual journey. So just keep on releasing stuff as your emotions rise up and stuff like that. And as you release that, I definitely feel a breakthrough coming for you in about June. So
perfect.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling
in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Namaste. All right. I have open lines. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program, 347-327-9316. All right. 818, I think you're on air. Hi. Whoop, hold on. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you.
Hi.
Call Diane speaking. So I always love talking to you. I listen, and when I hear there's a lull in the program, I'm here.
You jump in, huh? Well, I appreciate it.
You're so worth it. You deserve the best. May I ask in regards to romance? I have a friend, and we're platonic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, and I'm wondering if that's how it's supposed to be.
Okay. I'm not sure if I got your name. I'm having some problems with my phone. Sometimes it's breaking up or cracking up on my end at times. Could you say your name for me, please?
Sure. My name is Diane.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And if you don't mind, if you do mind, that's okay. I could just get an initial. But could I have the person's name that you're
sure, my friend is Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? All right. I feel like that this is going to be – there's going to be a change in this relationship from the platonic relationship to something a little different, something that you sort of want it to turn into. I wouldn't see this the thing is I wouldn't see this really until the end of summer, early fall. This looks like to me September. Where there could be a change in this, where it's going to be more what you sort of want it to be. You know, it's okay the way it is right now. But the one thing that I love about this relationship, there's a depth of caring here that is really deep. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. But also, at the same time, you want a little bit something else. Does that make sense?
You know what? But maybe it's just because that's what I'm familiar with.
Right.
And maybe not everything revolves around, you know, more and more. Sometimes maybe things are just supposed to be the way they are. You
right.
know why? I don't want to anticipate. So.
Right. Yeah. And the one thing that I keep seeing with this is that Spirit wanted to build a very strong foundation. This relationship has been built over time with a very strong foundation. And because it wasn't based on anything else except getting to know each other, hanging out with each other, you follow what I'm saying? And so it has a depth about it that a lot of relationships want but don't have. So I envy you for having that, because there's a deep love there that goes beyond anything that you could even imagine. Deep caring there. So, but I will tell you that I do feel like that there's going to be a change in this. But it's not going, you know, you're not going to lose the deepness, you're not going to lose what you have. But I do feel like that there is going to be more of an intimate relationship here. But I wouldn't see that until probably about the fall.
Wow. Okay. I love it. That was wonderful. And you're
all right.
On. I'll keep you updated. Thank you.
Okay.
So
all right. I appreciate it. You have a great day. Okay.
Blessings. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, yeah. So, you know, it just takes time sometimes, you know, just waiting and building and you know, trusting. You know, I think that as humans, we have a problem sometimes of being impatient on everything that we do. And I just feel like that a lot of times we want what we want when we want it. And we have to get out of that mentality. We have to get into more of a mentality of saying, okay, I just know that it's coming. I know it's going to be there when it's supposed to be there. And that's hard for us, a lot of us anyhow. That's hard for us. Because we live in a society that is based on instant this, instant that. But things are worth waiting for, especially spiritual things. You know, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." I love that scripture. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Spirit within you. But, you know, sometimes we don't like to wait. You know, I know when I go to the doctor's office, it seems like I'm going to be sitting there forever and ever, and it thinks all I do is wait. But, you know, but waiting is just waiting. It's just that anticipation. Whatever that word is, I can't get my tongue wrapped around that word today. But you know, waiting on things builds that excitement. So, all right. Where does Spirit want to take us? Hold on for just a second. You know, a lot of times in our lives, I just feel like that we are supposed to wait. And you know what? Right now, I feel like that's one of these moments. Just waiting. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. And in this quiet, you know, I think a lot of times we're just not quiet enough. We're always chattering. We're always thinking. We're always doing something. And I think a lot of times we miss those moments, those magical moments in our lives, because we're just hurrying about. And I don't want to hurry today. I want whatever Spirit wants to do on this program. So we're going to be quiet for just a second. I am here, don't go anywhere. We're going to be quiet. And so we're going to do that right now. Thank you for doing that with me. And did anybody else feel that? It was, I don't know exactly how I could describe it to you, but in that moment when we were quiet, I felt something. I felt a move in spirit within, and hopefully you experienced in that too. Because right now, as we go deeper and deeper in 2013, and I cannot believe that we're already into a word here. But as we go deeper and deeper into this year, something that I feel like the Spirit is really calling you and I do is a place of trust. And a place of going deeper within us. And what I mean by that is that I really feel like that Spirit just wants us to dig into books, into knowledge, soaking up knowledge, soaking that up, being that sponge, learning more about Spirit, learning more about ourselves, really taking that hard look at ourselves and saying, hey, you know what? What do I believe for me? Not what do I believe for somebody else, but what do I believe for me? What do I believe for me? And that's what I've been asking myself in the last few days when we've been off air. You know, I've been asking myself, okay, where am I leading? Where am I going? What am I doing? And what I really feel like that we need to step into is into that awakening place. It's not a destination, it's a journey. It began when you took that breath, that first breath. You've been on a journey of returning to an unforgotten memory. Returning back to who you really are, which is a spiritual being having a human experience. And every experience, my friends, brings us to this now moment. Every experience. And, you know, the more I think about that, the more I dwell on that, the more I ponder that, I think every experience that I've gone through has brought me to now. Those good experiences, the bad experience, experiences, all those experiences have created you and I into who we are right now. Are there still things that we need to work on? Probably. Are there things that are popping up right now that maybe we don't like about ourselves, but we can work on those things and change those things? Probably. 2012 was that year of really looking at us, really getting rid of the junk inside of us. And some of us are still lingering on to that and hanging on to some of that stuff and dragging some of that stuff around with us. And we need to let go. This is our year, my friend. This is. It's our year to really step in to who we truly are. Without reservations, without fear, without anything except trust. Really going into that place of unconditional love for ourselves. I've been really studying in the last few days about Jesus and about the message of Jesus and about his life and why he was here. And if you go back and you look at Jesus, if you go back and look at the message that he was trying to teach you and I, it was all about love. Love is the door that we all have to walk through, and you know, we all have to be. You know, the one thing that I really started thinking about in the last few days is being love. What does that mean? Be love. You know, my spirit guide yesterday was telling me, said, Michael, just be love. And I don't really totally understand what he meant by that yet. I'm still working with him to figure that out. But to the best of my knowledge, is I think it just means to be love. Love is spirit. Love is just being. I think a lot of times we're expecting certain things from certain people or from certain situations, and what we need to be is just be. And sometimes that's hard for us as humans just to be. There's a spirit within you that is a spirit of love. And it goes beyond anything that you and I could even imagine or even comprehend. It goes deeper than anything because it's always been and always will be. We just have to learn how to tap into it and how to flow into it and how to flow with it. And just be. 301, you're on the air with me. I don't know if I've talked to you. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Yes. So I'm trying to get back into school, and the school I want to go to is called St. John's in New York.
Okay.
And I really want to go there, and I'm just want to know what Spirit had to say about that.
Okay. You really, really want to go there, right? So Spirit's saying that they're going to open that door for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how. They're telling me, have you looked at student loans? Because they're saying something about student loans.
Not yet, but, I mean, I don't know how I was going to pay for it. I'm assuming that I'm going to have to get loans.
Yeah, I would definitely look at loans. Spirit's saying that they will help you with this. Trust them. They will supply the money, okay? But it also takes you doing a little bit of work, too, you know, to get out there and you know, apply for the student loans and stuff like that. But definitely feel like that this is going to be where you need to be. And because of that, Spirit's going to open the door. You know, the one thing I would tell you is when Spirit, and this is one thing that I've learned in my life, is when Spirit says that they're going to open the door for you or open the door for us, what that means is that they are going, we got to trust them to provide what that means. Does that make sense? You know, when they say, hey, this is what you're going to do, then they got the means to do it. They're not going to put you out there, get your hopes built all up, and then smash you, you know, to submarines. It's not going to happen. Because all they have for you is blessing after blessing after blessing. This is your year. The one thing I keep seeing for you, my spirit guide keeps saying that this is your blessing year. This is the year that they're really going to bless you in amazing ways. But you got to get past your fears. You got to get past your reservations. You know, some of your old belief systems are trying to get in the way here. So what you got to do is just keep manifesting. You really want to go to school here. So what I would do is see yourself going to school there. See you taking the class you want to take. See you interacting with the students and the teachers and the faculty there. I would definitely keep manifesting myself there. And as you do so, Spirit's going to pave that way for you with blessing after blessing after blessing. This year, you're going to be surprised how this money is going to come, because it's going to come in different ways. It's not going to come just from student loans. It might come from somebody helping you, you know, out of the clear blue, just saying, hey, you know what, I don't really know you, but Spirit said for me to help you. And that can happen. It's happened in my life. And I definitely believe it happens. So, you know, just be open to Spirit opening the door for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
Okay. And you deserve this. You've gone through a lot of trials in your life and a lot of hardships. And Spirit wants you to know that they know that. But those days are over, okay? That's your mm-hmm. past. That's not your future. Okay, and so don't let the past dictate your future to you. Okay, so stay in the now moment, and just walk in that. Let me pull a card really quick on this. Okay, let me go ahead.
Okay,
and pull. All right, and let me see what the definitely the Ocean of Eternal Love card pops up. Talks about healing and creativity. This is going to be a healing time for you. Does that make sense? I feel like that there's something that Spirit's going to be using this to heal in you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. They definitely are going to, this is going to be your healing year. It's going to be your year of creativity. And you're going to be a whole different person by the end of this year. I definitely see it. You're not going to be the same person. You just got to keep on moving forward. And hopefully that helps you today.
Yes, that does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hang in there. All right. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, we got to step out. You know, sometimes we got to step out there on faith. And you know, a lot of times Spirit's calling us to do things, and we're going, oh, well, I just don't know. So hold on for just a second. All right. That was the dinner bell. So the joys of doing live shows. So hey, at least dinner's ready. We just got to keep on moving forward. We just got to keep on keeping on. And you know, no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, we got to know that everything is working according to plan. And that's hard for us sometimes. It's hard for me sometimes to understand, okay, why do I have to go through the things that I have to go through? But also a lot of times Spirit's been showing me that I've created some of the problems. by focusing on the problem. And what I mean by that is if I sit around and I think, man, you know, I'm stuck, then what am I going to be? I'm going to be stuck, right? But if I focus on, man, you know, Spirit's going to bless me, Spirit's going to provide for me, Spirit's going to open the door for me, then what am I drawing to me? I'm going to draw that to me. I'm going to see me going through that open door. I'm going to see those blessings coming to me. I'm going to see things opening up and moving. But if I sit around and I focus on all the things that are wrong with my life right now, all the things that, man, well, you know, I don't have a job. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, if I focus on that, all it's going to do is stress me out, and I'm going to get upset, and I'm going to get mad, and then I'm going to get into my emotion self and not into my spirit self. Do you understand what Spirit's saying right now? It's really easy for us to slip to that place of emotion, and it's really easy for us to work from that place because that's, for a lot of us, that's all we know. And I'm not getting on to you. I'm not at all. Because we all work from that place one time or another. But it's time to get out of our human emotions and into the Spirit within us. And to work from a place of trust and from a place of love and from a place of understanding that goes beyond anything that you and I can imagine. And the only person that can really empower you, my friend, is you. I do the best I can to help you. But the only person that can pull you up by your bootstrap and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to move forward. I'm not going to stay underneath this cloud of depression is you. That's the only person that can do that for you. And the only person that can do it for me is me. But I am more determined today than I've ever been to move forward. It's trust. For it's all I know. I don't know anything else. I don't know anything else except Spirit. Does that mean that every day of my life has been perfect and happy and wonderful? Absolutely not. But every day of my life has been a learning lesson, and what I need to do is realize that and learn the lessons that I need from that situation and move forward. Everything that we go through every day of our lives teaches us something about ourselves. If we let it. It's up to us to really take that look at ourselves and to say, okay, what am I supposed to learn from right now? Right now. What am I supposed to learn from right now? And what I'm supposed to learn from right now is trusting the Spirit within me. It's a lesson that Spirit is trying to teach me. To know that I'm held. I want you just to imagine that right now. I want you to imagine that when you go through your trials, when you go through those things in your life, that there are angels that hold you. Just wrap your head around that for a minute. There are angels that hold you. That minister unto you, the ministering spirits, ministering unto you. You know, the one thing that I'm learning more and more as we go into this new awakening that we're in is to how just to be. And what I mean by that is being quiet. Today, I've been working on where I usually do the show from, and because the weather sort of broke here, and it's I call it my little sacred space, and I've been working on that and cleaning it all up, and we all need that. We all need our own space. So we can go into that space and to be quiet there and to listen. The one thing that Spirit really is asking us to do more and more is listen. You know, a lot of times, I had a teacher one time that taught this and said, you know, when we're just praying, when we're just asking and we're asking and we're talking all the time, and we don't pause long enough to hear the answer. We're asking, but are we listening? Are we accepting? And sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes when we ask Spirit for things, the answer is no. But it's for our higher good. Everything that happens is for our higher good. And if we can try to wrap our brains around that, then we can get past all the anger that we feel at times when things fall apart in our lives, and when we feel like the people are being unfair to us, and when we feel like the situations are unfair to us. But Spirit's never unfair to us. And when we realize that we are all connected and we're not separate, what a better world we will be. It's our judgments, and it's our attitudes, and it's our fears, and it's our da-da-das that are separating us from one another. But there's a deeper love that is happening right now on our planet that's trying to mend us back together and bringing us back into a place of sacredness that's within us, that's amazing and beyond anything that you and I can imagine is ahead. Last night, I had a dream. And I want to share that here within the last 29 minutes of this program. And it's the reason I'm on air right now. And it's the reason that I'm more determined than ever to move forward. And you're going, what is that dream? I'm about to share it with you, so just hold on. Be patient. Last night, when I was sleeping, I saw myself in a room that was pitch dark. It was as dark as you can imagine dark. And I was scared, because all I saw was darkness. All I felt was darkness. And I spoke out and I said, who created this darkness? And I heard a voice that said, you. And I said, how did I create it? How did I make this darkness? And this voice said, the way you did it was through fear. You allowed fear, but you're still in that place of fear. And when there's fear, there is no light. There is no thing, because all you're focused on is fear. And that's all I felt, was fear. And then all of a sudden the scene changed from the darkness, and there was a light that engulfed everything. And again, I asked the voice, I said, who created this light? And the voice said, you have. For you're stepping out of the darkness and into the light, and you're becoming that light. For you are the light. For you are a part of the light. For from the beginning of time, the earth was without form and was in darkness, and there was light. And then the dream ended. We are the light of the world, you and I. And I know that there's days that we get tired of trying to shine, but we need to shine brighter and brighter, more and more now than ever before. This is not the time for us to crawl up into our beds and pull the covers over our heads and say, hey, you know what, I quit. This is not the day for that. Not the time for that. There are so many blessings ahead that are so amazing. We are so close. But it's going to take us believing a little stronger. It's going to be taking us manifesting a little louder. It's going to be saying, hey, no, we're not going to quit. There's going to be days, my friend, up ahead that we are going to hit those chuck holes. There are going to be days when we face mountains that seem huge. There are going to be giants that you and I face up the road. But Spirit has equipped us to face those giants, to face those mountains, and to pave over those chuckles and to move forward. Spirit hasn't brought us this far to let us fall now. I love the scripture that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always. I love that. Because it tells me it's within me. I'm with you always. Always. Not just in good times. Not just in the times when things are wonderful. I'm with you always. You know, there have been times in my life that I screamed and said, where are you? Don't you know what I'm going through? Don't you know what I'm facing? There's been those times in my life. But every time I've heard a still voice that says, I'm right here, Michael. I'm right here. There's days when Michael gets scared, guys. There's days that Michael, you know, just like you, wants to pull my hair out. What's left of it, anyhow? But I know that I know that I know that the best is yet to come. I stand on that. I stand upon what I feel inside of me, and I trust that. For it has never failed me. It has never left me. It won't do it now. When you are faced with those mountains in your lives, and the bills are piling up, and the money's not coming in, it's hard. But it goes to that place of trust. And I want you to, when you're faced with those mountains, when you're faced with those giants, go back to the time in your life when you faced them before. You faced them before. You've been here before. And Spirit hasn't let you stay there in that bad place, in that place of fear. Yes, we face challenging times. I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, we do. But all I know is what I know. And what I know is that the Spirit of the universe, the Spirit of all things, the I Am energy of all times, abides within me. And it's not about to let me fall on my face now. And it's not going to do it for you either. When we realize that we are part of that I Am energy, when we realize that I am happy, I am blessed, I am moving forward, I am going to conquer this, I am going to come out of this depression, I am healed, I am heart-centered. There's no stopping us. There's a lower energy on our planet that is doing its best to try to hold you and I down. But I have one word to say to it. Well, maybe a couple more words than one word. But I'm not stopping now. I'm not stopping now. 111, you're on the phone with me. Hi. Hello? Hello?
Is it me?
Yes, it is you.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I'd get on right away.
Yep. We've been waiting for you, actually, so how can I help?
it's not what you can do for me. It's what I can do for you.
Okay, all right. How can you help?
We were talking about energy and how this energy has been kind of trying to keep things from happening.
Right.
I work with the energy that makes things happen.
Cool.
And I don't know if you can see anything about me.
I'm not seeing it right now.
I went to Diana's wall, and she was saying that you're somebody that she really thinks a lot of. And I just had a feeling that I should call.
Okay. Yeah.
I do a radio show also, okay. And I do energy work.
Right.
Fifth Dimensional Living is the radio show I do.
Right.
But, you know, I guess what maybe that I'm feeling is that the cohesiveness and sticking together to do what we have to do is important right now. And I wanted to let you know that I'm here.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Can you do me a huge favor and drop me an email? And we'll talk more about this. Because I definitely feel like that all things happen for a reason and a purpose. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we're all connected and we're all working. I agree with you. We're all working with the same spirit for the same purpose. And once we realize that, then all these divisions that our minds have created are going to fall away. And we're going to see the truth. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I've been having a lot of visions and dreams about just that happening.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is an awesome thing, definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you for speaking with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you listening to The Voice Within You and calling me. So, because
okay.
I believe our paths have crossed for a reason. So I definitely believe that. So okay. please send me an email and let's stay in touch. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye. Because I mean everything happens for a reason. Everything there. You know, I don't believe that anything happens by chance. I don't believe that. I believe that everything has a divine order and a divine purpose. And once we begin seeing that, once we begin really understanding what that means, then we're going to see things differently. We're going to know things differently. And we're going to be different once we really begin to understand that. I am not sure when I think we might be on tomorrow. Please pay attention to the show page. We do have some guests coming up on the program Monday. Martina Schmidt will be with me. Then I have some guests. I have a guest on Wednesday and stuff like that. So there are some wonderful guests coming up. February is packed full of amazing guests, amazing things happening on this program. If you would like to get a full reading from me, if you like what you hear on this program and would like to get a full reading from me, you can do that by going over to my site, www.spirituallyawakening.com. www.spirituallyawakening.com. All right. You can also check out the website for the show, It is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And if you haven't been over there lately, go over there. There are some videos over there now. Tell me what you think of them. Do you like them? Whatever. There's a couple of videos over there. One's upcoming guest, and one is the intro to the show. I will tell you that there is music with both of those videos, so you can either listen to on your headphones or headsets or whatever you call those things that you put on top of your head, and or you could listen to them without all that. Okay, so if your computer has speakers or whatever, so you can listen to that. All right, man. I don't know. I'm a happy guy, and I just want to say that I love you guys. I just want to take time. I got about 15 minutes here. I know I say it a lot, but I don't think that we say it enough. And what I mean by that is that we need to appreciate what we have when we have it. And so I want you to know that I appreciate every one of you that listen to this program. I hope and I pray that someday I can meet every one of you. And just give you a huge hug and say, thank you for being you. Because you know that there is never going to be another you. There's not going to ever be another me. We're it. And we all have a purpose. And we all have something that Spirit wants to do through us. I could have never imagined when I was growing up that I would be doing what I'm doing now. I never even dreamed in a million years that I would be doing readings and I would be doing mediumship stuff and I would be on Blog Talk Radio, and I'd be talking to you. They're like, what? Huh? I never imagined in a million years that Spirit would be using everything that I've gone through in preparation to put me here today to help you. It's been an amazing ride with ups and downs, and sometimes I wanted off of the roller coaster, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I've missed you guys the last 3 days, and it's weird not being on air, because this is just not my job. This is my mission. This is my purpose. This is why I'm on planet Earth. To help you find you. And what I mean by that is for you to really look at you. You know, I give you tools and I give you stuff and hopefully the stuff that comes out of my mouth helps somehow. But when it comes to bottom line, brass tacks, whatever you want to call it, it's up to you. It's up to me to be all that we can be and all the Spirit wants us to be. And how we do that is by just relying upon each other and leaning on each other and you know, sometimes taking that deep breath in and going, man, what a day. But I got through it. One thing I will tell you right now, you and I are in a battle. If you don't know that, you do now. And it's not a battle with anybody outside of you. For a lot of you, it's a battle within you. And what I mean by that is this. Is your minds are doing their very best right now to tell you a whole bunch of stuff that is not true. And if you don't think that's true, it's true, because I've been going through it like crazy, my friends. But I'm here to tell you that you are not by yourself. I understand more than you think I do, because I face the same things that you face. I go through the same things that you go through. And I'm here to tell you that we are going to make it together. You know, I used to close the old show out by saying, you know, you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. It wasn't just something that I said, it is something that I believe. The one thing that you can always guarantee that you're going to hear on this program is truth. I will never, ever lie to you. And I would never hurt you in any way. Potentially, I would never do it. So stick with me and let's go through and let's do what we need to do and let's become what we need to become, which we already are. Does that make sense? We already are what we're looking for. We just got to tap into it. That's all. It's an unforgotten memory. We already are what we will always be. And I know that for a lot of you, none of you, some of you got that, some of you didn't, and that's okay. But we already are what we always will be, which are spiritual beings having a human experience. That's who we are, and that's what we always will be. We are spiritual beings. Can't change that. We're housed in human forms, yes. But the one thing that we cannot change and the one thing that we can tap into is the spiritual being that we are. We have forgotten that. And Spirit's not getting on to us about it. They understand. We get bombarded on a daily basis with false belief systems and things that are not true. No wonder some of us have lost our ways along the way. But it's time to come home. It's time to tap into that one more time. And to shine brighter than we've ever have. And to stand taller than we ever have. It's time to be us. Because you're beautiful the way you are. Do you know that? Do you know that you're beautiful just the way you are? It doesn't matter what your outside looks like. It doesn't matter what your house looks like. Please listen. If you haven't listened to anything else, listen to the last 8 minutes of this program. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your house looks like. Your shutters might be falling off. Your paint might be peeling. There might be a roof leak. Your house might not be the prettiest house on the block. But it doesn't matter what your house looks like. It matters what the content of your house is. I'm going to leave you with that. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Thank you so much for being with me this afternoon. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm going to go eat, and you guys go do whatever you're supposed to be doing. But don't forget this. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. And have it again with me next time I'm on air. Possibly tomorrow, I would tell you probably leaning right now tomorrow. So pay attention to the show page for that time. Okay. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Check out www.spiritualawakening.com. There's ways of getting a hold of me on both of those. My email address is spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com. spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com. Have a great day. Thank you again for being you. Bye bye. Let's find a song here and close out with this one. See you guys later. Bye bye.